This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, and all those roughnecks on the oil rigs, wherever you're at. Thank you very much for all that you do. And also, check out the website for the Captain's America Third Watch.com, and follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, or on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, coming up here, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the Vindman brothers, because I've been told that the military is taking a look at possible disciplinary charges, not because of President Trump, but because the generals just kind of got rubbed the wrong way with some things that went on, is how that one Alexander Vindman, and then the attorney, the brother, who's, by the way, an Army reservist, JAG officer, the way they did things. They didn't exactly stick to Army protocol.
That was the chatter, but there's no way for me to know, you know, what the Pentagon's going to do. He was to rotate out of the National Security Council in March anyway.
Yep.
Well, maybe I got that wrong. I think it was in July he was to rotate out.
Mm-hmm.
But his next step was going to the War College, which apparently he is going to in March. So he just rotated him out earlier. So beyond that, I don't deal with the chatter and the speculation, because, you know, I like to really speak in facts. So what the Pentagon does, I have no idea.
Well, here's a fact for you. Senator Tom Cotton came out and said, and I quote, this is his quote, "China can't be trusted to contain the virus."
Well, I mean, that's kind of an obvious statement. For sure, it's obviously not contained. It's obviously not managed, to the point where there's a cruise ship called the MS Westerdam, which has tried to, it's got 2,300 passengers on it. It has tried to port in four different countries. It never was in China. It left from Hong Kong, and nobody will accept it. Period. Nobody will accept the ship.
Hmm.
So I guess, you know, they're maybe offering to fly out supplies and drop them down by helicopter or something. But
sure.
Beyond that, it's been kind of floating around trying to find, you know, Taiwan, Thailand, someplace to go, and nobody will take them. So
hope they got a lot of fuel.
So what Cotton says is obvious, but we're glad that he said it, because that kind of sends another shot across the bow of the Beijing government, saying, you know, we're trying very hard to cooperate and to help you guys out over there, and you're not accepting this help, we do have people that are going into China to deal with this, but they're not getting any kind of FaceTime with the Beijing government.
So we had four DOJ attorneys resign yesterday over the Roger Stone case. What's going on there?
Well, these four had recommended 9 years sentence for Roger Stone. And that is a little on the, I mean, Roger Stone's caused his own problems. He defied the judge several times. And,
sure.
You know, he did lie and that kind of stuff.
He came to a He came to a Trump Club meeting and opened up and said a lot of things that he wasn't supposed to be saying, and I knew it when he said it.
So as a consequence, these prosecutors apparently, as I posted on Facebook a couple of days ago, recommended 9 years for him. Mm-hmm. That is excessive, mm-hmm. In contempt. So it may be somewhere down around 1 or 2 years, or maybe even 3 at the most. We don't know all of the defiance or the lies that he told, so it would be very hard for me to know what. I know 9 years is excessive, but to what the proper sentencing is, I have no idea because I don't know the whole case on what the government had on it. But anyway, you got four prosecutors that left the Department of Justice yesterday, which I think is part and parcel yet of another part of the leave-behinds of the Obama administration operatives in the Department of Justice that AG Barr is cleaning up.
By the way, I have a question from a listener, Lucia, I think I'm saying that right, in the Tampa Bay area. Please ask Denise, is it true that homosexuals now have a special minority status that, like blacks, for jobs and other services, etc.?
I don't know how you can give them a special status, but I think in some cases there are special interest groups that are pressuring certain corporations, larger corporations, to give them preferential treatment, but I don't know that that's being complied with.
I don't either. All right, well, here we go. The break's coming up, so hang in there, folks. We'll be right back with more from Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and we will be right back with more. And if you want to opine, Kathy's going to give you the number here. You can call us and ask your question. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, otherwise known as USCCA, because when you go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, you'll see the USCCA red, white, and blue logo on the right tab of the homepage. When you see that, click on that logo, and right away, a window will drop down and say, would you like to sign up to register for the free gun a day giveaway? Well, go ahead and do that, because you get a chance to win a free gun every day, number one. Number two, there's also now a $25,000 cash giveaway coming in September. Now you can sign up for that, too. And then after you get done doing that, you'll have an opportunity to join the USCCA. Three levels of membership. And should you become a member, you can get up to $474 worth of free stuff by becoming a member. So that's the USCCA logo link on the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And good luck. We want to announce a winner here on the program. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Okay, so Denise, got this scenario that happened last night. You ready?
Okay.
Bernie Sanders wins New Hampshire. Pete Buttigieg is right behind him by about a point and a half or 2 points. And then the big surprise was Amy Klobuchar coming in third, and Joe Biden is fifth and in single digits.
One day last week, I was looking for something on the internet, and I actually came across some testimony. Not the testimony, but the Senate Intelligence Committee final report on Russia active measures for 2016, where they obviously interfered in all things.
Right.
And what was interesting that was in there was that the Russians, the Kremlin, the Internet Research Agency, was also supporting Bernie Sanders and Jill Stein. A lot of people don't know that, and I didn't either. So now that we have Bernie that seems to be bubbling to the surface here and winning the popular vote out of Iowa and certainly winning last night in New Hampshire, what does that say to Russia now? Who would Russia really would want to support going forward or I would say, interfere with again? Wouldn't they just love to put Bernie Sanders in there as president? Why? Well, remember, he spent his honeymoon in Russia, correct?
Right. That's correct, yep.
He's anti-military, isn't he?
Yes.
So
he's anti-American when it comes down to it, but go ahead.
Well, okay, so now, ladies and gentlemen, let's apply a little bit of critical thinking here. Let's look at how our adversaries might look at our potential candidates going forward. Wouldn't Moscow just love for Bernie Sanders to be president?
Of course.
Okay. So I would say, ladies and gentlemen, including Iowa and New Hampshire so far, and anybody else that's on the Bernie train, be careful what you wish for.
All right. And speaking of wishing for things, Huawei, you wrote an article about them. They're back in the news again because of what?
Well, U.S. officials now say that Huawei, our telecom companies, the big ones, you know, the AT&Ts and the Verizons and so forth and so on, they have, by design, these back doors. That law enforcement, and this goes all the way back to probably 15 or 20 years, they have these back doors that law enforcement can use for whatever kind of investigative reasons they need to investigate, mostly terror.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But it seems that Huawei has been able to get inside those back doors. And for at least 10 years, they've had this ability to get inside the mobile phone networks around the world through that back door.
Do they make ZTE telephones?
Yeah, well, no. Huawei and ZTE are two separate companies, but they do the same thing. They're both technical espionage theft companies. Now, it was a couple of weeks ago that Pompeo goes over to Britain and says to Boris Johnson, "Hey, dude, you don't want to do business with Huawei going into the 5G realm."
Uh-huh.
And he had to tell him that because Britain and Boris Johnson have said, "Yes, we will allow Huawei to assist with the platform." And so they're going, "Don't do it, don't do it. And if you do it, then we may have to stop methods of our cooperation on intelligence with Britain because we don't trust Huawei." So I don't know where Boris Johnson now is on that. It doesn't appear that Pompeo was in fact able to sell that notion to not do business with Huawei. But we're not doing business with them when it comes to anything 5G, and we're certainly weaning ourselves off of ZTE and all things Huawei, especially on the military intelligence side here in the United States. Now, of course, China is pushing back on this and saying, "No, we're not doing that. You need to give us evidence." Well, we have the evidence. They're pulling the Moscow trick. Here's the evidence. Well, that's not our evidence, so we don't believe your evidence. So, yeah, Huawei's bad juju.
Now, I'm going to mention something just simply because I just saw it pop up on a news feed from Fox. What is going on with Justin Smollett? They've charged him again with six indictments. He's been indicted on six charges. Is this still going back to what he was charged with to begin with, and then they dropped the charges?
Yeah, so they're re-upping six of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, okay, so he's in big trouble.
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right. Well, you know, with everything that we have going on here, I want to talk about something very quickly here. Remember over the weekend, the young man that drove the van through the middle of the GOP tent sitting in the Walmart?
Mr. Tim?
Yeah. The police this morning, early this morning, I have released an article, well, it's actually come out of whatever they call it up here, the Jacksonville paper, I forgot the name of it. It's actually come out today. He came out and admitted that he was motivated by his hate for Donald Trump, and he saw that tent, and he just had to drive through it. Wow. I mean, wow.
That's a fact, and what is particularly interesting is those that were in the tent, manning the tent for voter registration, they tell a very chilling story about how he drove in and kind of backed up and did it again.
Right.
So there's more to the behaviors of just driving through that tent. Now, the head of the Republican Party up there in Duval County has said, look, if this is, we're 10 months out from the election, and we got people like this that are doing, you know, drive-bys or drive-throughs, what do we have to look forward to for the next 10 months? I mean, are we going to have more of these incidences? So this cat, Tim, goes to court yesterday, and he's perfectly smiling and happy that, you know, he did what he did and doesn't care about the consequences. He's nutty.
By the way, there's a story that just popped up on Breitbart that just came out. It said people are being shut in their homes. The doors are being welded shut.
Some of you are speaking about China?
Yeah, the coronavirus thing. Isn't that amazing, though? They've gotten to that point?
Yeah, they have. I have actually seen that. I have seen where they have gone door to door and they've put these barricades on the outside. They can't get out.
Good Lord. What's next? hard to figure out anymore. Okay. Well, we've got the World Health Organization, since we were talking about coronavirus, they've just given it a new code name. COVID, COVID-19 is the new name for the coronavirus.
Well, I think that what they're really doing is defining the exact strain of the coronavirus.
Okay. All right. I'll see you later today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great things that she writes about. Find out what it is that she has to say, and sign up for her daily sit-rep. I'll be back for more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The state's first-in-the-nation primaries in New Hampshire is leading towards Senator Bernie Sanders. Pete Buttigieg is close behind.
Thanks to you, a campaign that some said shouldn't be here at all
has shown that we are here to stay.
Behind Mayor Pete, Senator Amy Klobuchar.
The people of New Hampshire, because of you, we are taking this campaign to Nevada.
Klobuchar's campaign is planning to expand staff in Nevada, South Carolina, and other Super Tuesday states. Despite trailing, Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign is still hanging on.
If we have the courage to fight hard, we are going to win.
Senator Michael Bennett and entrepreneur Andrew Yang have announced they're dropping out of the race. And Deval Patrick plans to suspend his campaign on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second edition of the Veterans News here, Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch. Got some interesting Veterans News for you coming up here in this broadcast. Let's also not forget the fact that the National Aviation Academy also has a great way to help you out. If you're struggling and you're looking for a new line of work, they can do it for you. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, National Aviation Academy knows that more and more young folks are, that are coming out of high school are not going straight off to college. They have come out of a technical school or a vocational school with a trade that in most cases will not pay them the kind of money they think they're going to get. Yeah, you're going to be a plumber. Yeah, you're going to be an electrician. Yeah, you're going to be a mason. Yeah, you're going to be a heavy equipment operator. But what they don't tell you is that a lot of those jobs are union, and because you start out at the bottom level, you start out as an apprentice, sometimes for as long as a year, and you don't start out at top dollar, you start out at what we call an 80 percenter, or maybe even less. But the fact of the matter is, if you want to start out on top of the game, how about checking out
what it's like to be an aviation maintenance tech. 40 hours a week, $60,000 a year now. The pay has been going up and up and up. Why? Because they need aviation maintenance techs. Planes don't fly on their own. They have to have people to help take care of them. By the way, it's not just about jet engines anymore or prop engines. It's about all the computer things that are in there, and there's all types of different classifications for aviation maintenance techs. So I want you to check out the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then after you do that, give them a call and ask to take the tour of one of their two facilities, either the one in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, here in Pinellas County of the Tampa Bay, Florida region. So, 800-659-2080, the number to call to take the tour. The website again, naa.edu. The phone number again to take the tour, 800-659-2080. You'll be glad you did, believe me when I tell you. Now, the Army has decided, because this is one of their most important pet peeves of overbearing sergeants, it's called hands in your pockets, may have been conquered by science. If early Army research is successful, there may soon be a way to keep bare hands nimble and warm even in the coldest weather conditions. Army scientists have been testing troops now how to keep their hands warm without gloves. We'll see how all that works out. And I'll let you know more when I find out what it is they're doing, because this doesn't tell me. Now, the Army has also updated its intended end strength goal for fiscal year 2020 to 485,000 active duty troops, 5,000 more than the service originally planned, according to the budget request submitted to Congress yesterday. Now, we'll see how that plays out in the grand scheme of things. Also, the Army will introduce its Joint Light Tactical Vehicle that by in the fiscal year 2021 budget and cancel procurement of specific precision-guided rockets in order to try to fund modernization priorities. This, according to Major General Paul Chamberlain, the Army's budget director. We'll see how that works out. And the U.S. Army's budget request of $178 billion for fiscal year 2021 represents a slight reduction in funding over last year's budget request of $182 billion, according to documents that were released on February the 10th. Now, a budget that adds some 1,000 active duty soldiers and sets aside money for new long-range missiles, high-tech soldier systems, and a new family of rifles for the infantry and other close combat forces is included in that $178 billion. Now, the Navy, not to be outdone, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is calling for a 355-ship fleet by 2030. But for fiscal 2021, shipbuilding took a big hit in the Defense Department's budget request. Now, the Navy has instead chosen to pour more money into its manpower budget, as the number of unfilled billets on ships has swollen to 9,000, up some 2,750 from last year. Now, the U.S. Navy also would like to have more ships, but at the present time, the Chief of Naval Operations says, nope, just can't afford them. Also, nuclear missile subs are now the way that the Navy wants to go with these attack subs. And this is setting up a fight for Congress, because, you see, Congress doesn't really want to do that. But we'll see. And the Navy wants to truncate production of the legacy FA-18E and F Super Hornets in favor of pumping money into accelerating the development of its long-gestating next-generation carrier-based fighter program. The service announced that on Monday when they released their budget to the Congress. And we'll see how that all plays out. By the way, the Navy is forging ahead with the plan of building the 355-ship fleet. However, its construction budget for new warships is set to fall as four of the first littoral combat ships are headed to retirement and mothballs as the shipbuilding budget drops. That may be a mistake on their part. Now, for the past several months, the Air Force leaders have hyped the fiscal year 2021. The budget is a pivotal one. They're talking about reductions to B-1s, A-10s, Global Hawk drones, and more. They want to ramp up investments in technologies needed to counter Russia and China, and they don't believe that what I just described to you is part of it. Now, despite multiple efforts to push the iconic A-10 Warthog's retirement date further into the future, the U.S. Air Force is now slated to shelve about 44 of the Cold War-era ground attack planes in its upcoming fiscal year. And I can tell you, even my son told me, the A-10 Warthog is something that really helps people out on the battlefield. Really helps people out. And I've been up close and personal and seen a couple of demonstrations, and it's just astounding what they can do. Also, the Air Force has canceled the hypersonic conventional strike weapon program, one of the two major hypersonic weapons being spearheaded by the Air Force. They've canceled that. And the Marines look to cut more than 2,000 active duty Marines in 2021 fiscal year. National Guard, Governor Tony Evers approved a plan on Monday to improve how the Wisconsin National Guard handles their complaints through their agency there. And congratulations to the U.S. Coast Guard. They've done it again. U.S. Coast Guard San Diego. They brought in 20,000 pounds of cocaine worth $338 million. Brought it into San Diego. Congratulations. And VA programs are going to see a 13% funding boost, under the fiscal 2021 plan, so says the president. And that's a good thing. And by the way, you folks in Minnesota, get rid of Ilhan Omar. Vote her out. She has promoted having the GI Bill apply to all Americans, whether they've served or not. I couldn't make this up if I tried. Here's the story from Fox. Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat of Minnesota, is taking heat for sharing an article calling for the GI Bill, legislation to pay for American service members' higher education, to apply to all U.S. citizens. No way, Jose, Ilhan. Golly. Somebody load her on a boat, would you, and send her back where she came from, please? Minnesota, you can send her down the Mississippi River. That'll work. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right back on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy it is. In this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Only Eyes Optical down here in Sarasota. They are in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. So if you need a pair of eyeglasses, if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, if you want some personal attention with all the hype when it comes to your eyes, then check out Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. They are located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section to Sarasota. Now, you can give them a call to schedule an eye exam with their optometrist by calling 941-444-7984. And Diana Reason, the licensed optician, will take care of all of your eyeglass needs and meet or beat any advertised price that you have from one of the big box stores. Now, Diana Reason also cares about you and your eyes because Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why all of them and their families get a discount on your eyeglasses. So, stop by and say hello. Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue, in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Again, the phone number, 941-444-7984. And make sure you tell her the captain sent you. Only Eyes Optical, Sarasota. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Hey, we had an election up there last night in the great old state of New Hampshire. Not very far away from where you were. Did you go up there and vote?
No.
No motor voter for you, huh?
No. Sorry. A little too far and a little too cold.
Yeah, and it's snowing up there right now. I just saw a reporter standing up there with snow flurries coming down. So here's my question to you. Bernie Sanders won. Joe Biden finished in single digits. Terrible shock for him, number five. I don't think he's going to do very well in South Carolina. When is he going to quit?
I'm kind of curious to see what the strategy is and what the DNC wants him to do at this point in time. It's pretty much going to be mission stop Bernie, the way it looks things for the DNC, because they know what's going to happen in that situation. I know Bernie's got his loyal followers out there, and that's all well and good, but you know, in a nationwide race, I don't think he stands a chance, especially when you're getting at Trump rallies, you know, 25% of the people showing up at these massive rallies are Democrats. You think that all of a sudden the country's going to go socialist? I just don't see it happening. I mean, there's old line Democrats that still come out and are consistent voters, people that were, you know, Clinton voters. You know, these are people that they don't exist in the modern day Democrat Party. Bill Clinton doesn't exist there. Jimmy Carter doesn't exist there. They just don't. I even think some of the ones that are in Congress, some of the old line ones in Congress, I don't even think they know what to do with themselves at this point in time. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Amy Klobuchar was on with Chris Matthews, and they had a little discussion about Bernie. Let's just listen to this for just a second.
You were asked by George Stephanopoulos, the debate moderator, what your reaction was to the fact that Fox News and the Republicans and Trump people will be going after Bernie Sanders for being a socialist. And you responded what?
Well, I think he was saying, do you think we should have a socialist leading the ticket? And I said, correctly, I am friends with Bernie. We came into the Senate together. But I don't think we want a socialist leading the ticket, no. And I was literally the only one that raised my hand and
why?
Said that.
Wow. Wow.
Well, maybe Chris, I don't know if you heard Chris Matthews. I don't know when it was, either it was this past weekend or late last week. He went off on a major rant about Bernie Sanders and how he doesn't like socialists and he doesn't want a socialist on top of a ticket. He said it's a loser anyway, and these socialists scare him. He was talking about hanging people in Central Park. So they scare me too.
Right, and I'm talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com for more great information and things that can help you out in your daily routine in life, because he's not just about stocks, Archer, are you?
No, we help people with a myriad of things, and that's why people need to make sure they go to the website and sign up for all the great stuff that we have there.
Now, we know that... when it comes to China and it comes to this coronavirus, which now has a new name, according to the World Health Organization, it's called COVID, COVID-19, COVID-19. So whether you want to call it the coronavirus virus or COVID-19, Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, said that China absolutely positively cannot be trusted to contain the virus in China.
That's why we were putting on various different rules and quarantines here in the United States, and we're being very, very careful in regards to who we let in. So, yeah, I get that. I don't trust China with that either. China is about, it was a great article about this. China is about controlling the narrative, controlling what news is out there. And they made a great comparison to the United States trying to control the narrative when it came to Vietnam, and that didn't work out well either. And the suppression of information and what was basically put out. They're very, very it's a closed society. It's not North Korea, but they don't function well if people actually have the truth. And that's just always been the case when it comes to these command and control economies, whether it be the old Soviet Union or East Germany and many others. What brought those countries down was that the people kind of realized what was up and what was on the other side. So it is difficult.
Now, are you concerned about the fact that we just found out yesterday that Nevada is going to be using the iPads and the same sort of system that was being used in Iowa?
Yeah, I don't understand this. I really don't. I mean, I saw in the state of Washington as well, they want to have people vote from home on their computer. Is it really that hard to get your butt up off the couch and go to a polling place once every couple of years to go and vote? Is it really that difficult to do? The paper ballots, I mean, it should be done one way. and one way only. You collect the paper ballots, you can go back and you can check so you don't have the type of fraud and manipulation. People are not going to trust these systems. They're not. They're not going to believe it. They're going to believe it. And once people stop believing in our system, and this, we've been doing this drip, 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 little by little going back decades. Once people lose faith in it, then people, you know, in power will say, you know what, these elections are not legitimate, then they'll do away with elections. And that's where it gets frightening.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. By the way, folks, we are talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. Do you remember the charity that Lance Armstrong founded and he had a problem with it of some sort? I don't know what exactly it was, but he stopped it for a while.
Vaguely. It's ringing a bell a little bit.
Well, it was the one where the Cancer Society that he was a member of, they wore yellow wristbands.
Livestrong, right?
Yeah, well, they're back. The charity was started up again by Lance Armstrong. He announced a relaunch, and they're back as of yesterday.
I don't know why it was shut down because of what happened with him and his career, and the fact that he got himself in trouble for the drug use that he had in regards to helping. There was the EPO drug he was taking when he was doing the racing.
Yep.
I don't know if it was had any. I doubt it's coming back if there was any financial shenanigans taking place. They were doing a great thing at the time, getting people involved with fighting cancer. So we'll see.
Now, we are also hearing that the Standard & Poor's 500 and the NASDAQ have been notching record highs on the virus hopes and whatnot that are out there. I'm going to very quickly here just scroll down on the page that I'm on because I can do this. I have the futures down here. And everything this morning, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P, it's all in the green.
Yeah, well, I don't know what that means for today. I do hope that people out there are minding their garden, their portfolio, and making changes in that as companies continue to do well. I hope people are rotating assets and taking profits off the table, warehousing profits, and doing what is necessary to protect yourself. You know, things can happen out there where the markets can go quickly in another direction. Asset allocation is important, taking profits is important. But it's great when things are going up, but just like it's great when your garden is growing really, really well. But you have to tend it, and you have to cut here, and you have to snip there.
All right, I got the music coming up in my ear, so I'll have to let you go. We'll let you go, and I will talk to you again tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. Watchdog on Wall Street. Go over there and check him out. Now, coming up on Saturday, the Two Guys Gun Show is alive and well again in the Tampa Bay area. I will be there along with the lovely Susie Q, especially on Saturday. It'll be at the Oldsmar Flea Market. That's at 180 Racetrack Road in Oldsmar. Stop by both Saturday and Sunday, the 15th and 16th, 9 to 5 both days. I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 3 with Susie Q. So stop on by and see us. And make sure you say howdy, howdy, and take advantage of whatever it is that you might want to do. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.